I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
How was your Thanksgiving, gals?
Did you get stuffed?
No. I did get high, though.
Second best thing.
Yeah. First best thing. Men, edibles take the cake.
They do. Were they in cake form?
For now. No, I did a little puffing away.
Fumando.
Me and Lindsay got a little fucked up.
You got fucked up and watched Mean Girls?
No, we watched Real Housewives of Melbourne, darling. Gina.
Gina.
I'm actually disgusted even looking at you. Well, then don't look, darling.
Australian character unlocked.
Yeah.
I forgot Gina this is Liano. In your arsenal of impressions.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It is. Now.
Fucking hell.
Chewing on those vowels and consonants.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. Australian era incoming.
I love it. Hey, yeah. We need to go to Sydney World Pride anyway. Kylie's headlining, Charlie XCX. We need to go.
Yeah.
Vroom, vroom.
Melbourne.
I think we need more than a car to get there, though.
Yeah.
I'll take the carry ferry.
I was Google mapping as we were watching. They were like at this gay club. I'm like, oh, Google Maps. Oh, they're
Australia?
Open. Yeah. Let's go. Anyway. We're back. We hope you all had a fabulous Thanksgiving.
Full of gratitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, we hope you survived it. If you traveled, perhaps you listened to the Load Trip.
Oh, yes. Road Trip 2.
We do have a bonus episode for our Patreon Legends Only fans.
Yes. Shout out to our Patreon Legends Only fans. We just had our icon tier live chat.
We did. I would say it was our most personal to date.
Yes. It was a wild ride.
It was the laughs, the tears, the Madison beers.
Mm-hmm. Revelations.
Scandals. Yes.
Over 2 hours. Yeah. Deep. I think I had to trim her up a little bit because the Patreon file size was like, nope.
Yeah, she was thick.
But yes, shout out to all of our supporters over on Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for supporting us.
An independently produced podcast.
Yes. Mixed, edited, recorded, soundboarded by me and you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quality controlled.
And guess what? I didn't scamper it either. Kim G. Have a good fourth. Okay, where we are? Oh, Thanksgiving.
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 It's giving thanks.
Oh, did you see the thing about It's Giving Tuesday? And
yeah.
Everyone was really confused. They were like, wait, is it?
Why is every brand trying to be like, it's giving?
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, Black Friday.
Cyber Monday. It's Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday.
Yeah. What's today? Saturday?
Sloth Saturday.
Living Saturday. Stream Sacrifice Saturday.
Stream Sacrifice Saturday.
Mm-hmm. National holiday.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Did you watch the parade?
I did. I was forced to for work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really want to be here. I was actually forced to be here, like to get on with my life.
That is exactly what I was doing. Yeah, I saw things.
I watched it too.
You did?
I did.
Did you see Lea Michele kick things off?
I did. Good for her. Good funny for girl. Her.
I know. And all of the comments on her TikTok, they're doing emojis to tell her good job. That's like clap lady emoji.
I will say
the best tweet. Oh,
she lip sang for her life.
She sure did.
She kind of served.
Well, the best tweet of all was somebody was like Lea Michele being confronted with her greatest fear, and she's like running away from the letters that say "Happy Thanksgiving."
Macy's, yeah.
Oh God, no, yeah, she did. You know, there was a wide array of lip sync ability on that day. As we've discussed, it's 50 degrees, 40 degrees. Mixed with sound issues on the floats, you can't do a live performance except for Kelly Clarkson Heat 2018. I don't know why that happened, but it did. But the girls...
Could have been pre-recorded.
Yeah. Well, apparently that was the exception or something.
Oh.
But...
Well...
Yeah, we had some highs and lows. I saw a lot of... Because I was following the social media chatter. People are tired of not actually being able to see the parade. You kind of just see the interviews...
Oh, yeah.
You don't actually see the floats that well, like for a half second.
I do have a comment about this.
Okay.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way I feel about award shows.
Yes.
I'm sorry to Susie and your little kid that are sitting in the front row. Congratulations to you. I don't care. I don't want to see you. I don't know you. I don't want to see you. Like when it pans to like these people and they're like, and I'm like, I don't care.
Well, this, and as with most things, I blame Taylor Swift because...
Yes.
They want the shock face. They want the
get
surprise.
A good lawyer.
They want to catch them dancing.
They're desperate for the cool dancing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's like,
oh, can you make a gif out of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's Debbie from Montana.
We know too well from literally working in media that they're like, oh, catch the audience cam for
yes.
some good finds.
Yeah.
Forcing a meme, forcing a gif. I'm sorry. The only audience moments that counted were 2003, Britney, Madonna kiss. Every moment there.
Mm-hmm.
And Rihanna reacting to anything, I suppose. Rihanna watching Ariana perform.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one. But that's about it.
Yeah, we're done.
We're
don't
done.
Need it anymore. I also feel like celebrities don't stay now.
They're not even there.
Because they don't want to be on camera.
Right.
They know that there's a million cameras, like audience, fan cam one, fan cam three.
Yes. Everyone's on alert the whole time.
I know. Like, what if you have an itch in your nose?
Awful.
You can't itch your... like. People would be like, oh, disgusting. She picked her nose.
Yeah. Spotted.
You know, fix your bra or something. You're just going to, no one wants to do anything anymore.
Nobody wants to do anything anymore. No. We just had the AMAs as well.
Oh, those, yeah.
Yeah. They sat Machine Gun Kelly looking like a porcupine. Did you see that outfit?
Uh-huh.
Next to Lionel Richie. The poor man, literally,
yeah,
the,
being, like, being stabbed.
Jabbed. No, these shows.
I also felt bad for the AMA social media manager who was basically being kicked off the floor by the seating chart people. Like, okay, keep going. And the comments on TikTok are like, can you let the man do his job?
God, yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah.
Well, we had the Thanksgiving parade. Any highlights for you?
So the part that I laughed the hardest at was when Sean Paul did Temperature.
It's really that whole sentence. Sean Paul doing Temperature at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It was so random.
Yeah.
But you could tell he was having so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started cackling because it was so random.
I need more of that. I need
yes.
absolute chaos at the Thanksgiving mm-hmm. Day Parade. None of the balloons, luckily, broke free. That's always
not.
Good. We had some new
they
ones.
Hit their marks.
Bluey. That was a popular one with us, with the audience.
Yeah.
Bluey. I feel like it might be Australian, actually.
Oh. Bluey
Blurry.
The blue dog.
Yeah. And the mainstays, Goku. Did they have Pikachu? They must have Pikachu.
I don't know. Is she still...
They blew the budget on Violet and Scarlet.
Well, they need
they
to
need
fix
the graphics budget, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, of course, the biggest performance that I think we were most anticipating was Santa Claus's opener,
mm-hmm.
an opening act.
I don't think she was excited about that.
Nope. She did have an umbrella with her.
She did. Mariah Carey, the not technically Queen of Christmas.
Yeah, we cannot legally say
Queen
that.
Queen of Christmas in her heart.
In her heart.
In many hearts.
Mariah doing All I Want for Christmas Is You with a parasol in hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we know why?
Bad lighting.
Oh, that's amazing.
The sun.
Yes, overhead
lighting.
You don't
want that overhead lighting from the sun on 34th Street.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah. I was confused at first, too. I was like, oh, maybe she was prepared
for rain.
But no, the sun, if you look at other performances, like there's sun coming down. So she umbrellaed that sun out.
Oh, that's brilliant.
She's got a nice glow.
Oh, my
God.
And
I was just like, you are a fucking icon.
She really is. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh, she's being a diva. I'm like, that's the point, Yolanda. That's amazing.
She looked fabulous.
Exactly.
And it was chic, too. Like, it was very...
It was chic. Like, I actually thought it was, like, a chic look in general.
Mm-hmm.
Chic performance, the dancers.
Another lip sync for her life.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
New vocals.
Not going to catch her slipping.
Nope.
No.
She added some live sounding vocal runs there.
Yes.
And then the Bobies.
Oh, the Bobies. That's
so
right.
Cute.
It was a really festive, fun performance.
It was.
Warming her up for the MSG performance that she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
The special. There are so many specials. I'm actually deeply overwhelmed. There was just the Dolly Parton special. Miley's about to do her New Year's Eve. Mariah's getting the Christmas special. Everyone wants their special.
She's also doing Roblox.
Oh my God, she's doing
Roblox. I will
be
attending that one.
That is going to be a moment. Mm-hmm.
I'll little march my little cube ass in there and my little Lego guy. I'm like, yes!
I'm having a cubic moment of polygon whatever right now. And that will be amazing. I mean, and also, shout out to Roblox for getting the two greatest vocalists of our time, Mariah Carey and Ava Max.
Oh, that's true. Hopefully Mariah doesn't fall in the lava.
I hope not.
You better not push her in there either.
Nope. Better not. Better not see some J-Lo cube come strolling by. More on that in a moment. Oh, yeah. So check out Roblox Mariah performance. They'll probably be cute. They'll probably customize like
I'm
snow.
I'm excited to see
and,
it.
You know.
Yeah. Because I don't see Mariah letting them make her one of those Lego looking boxes. But it would be funny if they did. Like, have you seen the Roblox Trisha Paytas?
Yes.
I want it to be like that.
It could really be like that.
That would honestly be funny.
It will be funny no matter what it is.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine what that's going to be like.
No.
But I'm excited for all. Make sure to screen capture. I know you all will. We'll see how it goes.
She is really cashing all those Christmas checks. You see her Walmart promo today?
Oh my God. The Walmart promo.
I'm convinced that she just sits in a chair and does 10 promos. And calls it a day.
Oh, RuPaul. Call me mother.
Oh, it is very RuPaul.
Films like 10 intros for every franchise mm-hmm. in the same black leotard and white wig.
Yeah.
Calls it a day. Hey, squirrel
Who's
friends.
That chick? Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
Who's that? Ick?
Who Ooh, that?
Ick? Love that kind
love,
of stuff.
Love, love, love. Maybe I can produce a RuPaul song one day.
I do feel you could.
I feel like
could.
That could be.
That's
yeah.
doable.
Mm-hmm. Send me a stem.
Honestly.
Rue, if you're listening.
I've got the connections. I can make this happen, actually. I can slide it under her.
Hey.
Fracking French door.
Nope. No. Oh my God. There it goes. Out the window. Yeah. Just ruined it.
Hey, sis. It's Frackmas.
Ooh, actually.
Honestly. Mm-hmm.
Fracking around the Christmas tree. Like on Jeffree Star's Yak Ranch.
Yes.
Oh, God. Allegedly. Oh,
'tis the season. Allegedly.
It's funny. I don't really care.
Mineral rights, whatever that means.
I
mean,
I care about the earth, but like, you, whatever.
Whatever.
Everyone gets it. It's like not that serious. I mean, it is, but it's not.
Exactly. Well, we've got a lot of celebrations in the mix. Of course, we are recording this on... Oh, it's now past, but we did do a Britmas Eve live chat, and we just had Britmas officially. Happy birthday to the legendary Miss Britney Spears, turning 41.
Yeah?
Yeah. She did some happy birthday posts.
What was that?
I couldn't tell you. And we did get an announcement on the day of from Britney.com. We got a little email newsletter. Once Upon a One More Time is coming to Broadway. Clap if you care. Here's the thing. Several people have DM'd me about this, like very excited they're going, etc. Here's the thing. You and I are not Broadway girls, really.
No.
We don't love a musical.
I like Sweeney Todd.
Okay, well, we like Sweeney Todd. Mm-hmm.
I saw Hairspray
Little
once.
Shop of Horrors, Hairspray. Okay, we like some musicals.
I like Burlesque.
Burlesque.
Oh, and Rent.
Rent. That's it. No others. Endlist. And yeah. Then you and I share a disdain, I would call it, for Britney covers.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that Muna Sometimes cover. That
Bop,
was
fire.
Delightful. But we I know I'm speaking on behalf of both of us. We are anti-Glee.
Still, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically this just is kind of my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it exists. It's just like, yeah, it's like truly a mix of all things I don't care for. I'm uneducated in theater. I realize this, although I did see Lindsay Lohan in Speed the Plow in London. So I kind of feel like that makes me an expert. However, it's just not my cup of tea.
Also, if this is not endorsed by the queen herself,
yes,
I am uninterested.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for that endorsement.
Waiting to hear that it's something that she actually is into, wants to do, likes, whatever, attends the opening night.
Yes. That is why I did not attend the Zone.
Right.
We weren't the ones running paid ads, just saying. that's all I will say on that.
You know, I think that I will, you know, and a lot of people are excited about the show. I think it ran already in some places.
Was
so,
it Chicago?
Mm-hmm. I think Chicago. I want to say DC or something. I don't know. I'm making things up. But I'm excited for people who want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy for you.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. And it is nice that her music is being immortalized on Broadway. That's iconic. It's just, you know.
I want to see the track list, though. Like, is it Heaven on Earth? Is it Unusual You? Is it Breathe On Me?
I think it might be.
Or is it like Me Against Music and Toxic? You know what I mean?
Well, definitely those.
We stand, but like.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
She got some cake.
She did.
She said she had the flu, but Sam gave her cake, right? Isn't that the video?
And the Christmas tree is up.
Well, we hope that. Oh, the Christmas tree is up. Yes, that's right. We hope she's feeling better soon and that she's enjoying the cake. Oh, as far as her birthday posts, I just. You know, in general, I think she's finding her footing on social media and she's expressing herself. And it's in a way that I don't want to find meaning in every post and decide what each post means. I'm just like, let her live. I'm just letting that all
agree.
Go.
I take what is presented to me,
but
I'm not forensically detailing through the lines.
No. Nope. Just hope she's having a happy, fun, festive birthday and a happy Britnimus to all who celebrate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she did get a cake.
Yeah.
And speaking of sweets, we have another dessert to discuss. Not sponsored.
Do we? Is it a dessert?
I think some people actually drink this.
I think so, too.
Yeah. We need to poll the room and find out.
The room? Just... the Christmas tree next to us.
Hello, everyone. Which, by the way, my Christmas tree is so cute.
It's very cute. She is, as promised, giving Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, she is Charlie Brown Christmas. She's a little short.
Yep.
She's my inflation tree.
Inflation tree.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
She's like your height.
She actually is.
Can I have you adjust the star?
A sensible. My first time being able to. It's such a delight. Yes, we do have another dessert on the Christmas menu, I suppose. And we call it Pilk.
The flavor.
I'm back with Pilk. The Lohanessence continues. Lindsay Lohan getting a Pepsi Christmas check for Pepsi and cookies, Pilk and cookies.
Interesting combo.
You dip the Pepsi in the milk and it's just so good.
Mm.
I will say, first of all, I was not aware that this is actually far from new. Laverne on Laverne and Shirley had milk Coke as a comfort drink in the 1980s, and some restaurants and ice cream stands referred to that mix of Coke and vanilla ice cream as a brown cow. Brown cow stunning.
Oh, yeah.
So It's not the first time. However, I do think the intention was there for shock value.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't someone find a tweet of hers where she talked about Pepsi and milk?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is true to her heart.
Yeah. She's slaying in this promo, though.
Oh, she absolutely is.
Serving again.
Yes.
Christopher Buckle slaying again.
Our knees are buckling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The nails, the hair, the beat, the pilk.
Legs and pilk
and body.
Cookies.
Oh my God, that photo you posted of Candy the other day.
Oh my God. My throwback with Candy.
Yeah. We're all going to buy it. Thank you.
Candy coated.
Love the song.
Yeah. Well, regardless of if it made you queasy or just proud, she's getting that check. And once again, we've talked about this. The way that the media is treating her this go around has just been phenomenal. She is getting those checks, making those appearances, professional, looking radiant.
All the girls on TikTok, too, are rallying behind her.
Yeah.
I saw there's this woman that I follow who's like a, you know, an inspirational person.
Okay.
And her message is always that you should always treat people where they are in life.
I just saw that one. Yes. Came up on my FYP.
Yes. And she is like, I'm so glad to see that everyone is embracing her where she is right now in her life and not treating her like her past self.
Exactly. She said, do we remember it? Yes. Do we recall all the shenanigans? Yes. But that doesn't mean that you treat somebody. Show them the way that they showed up now is how you should treat them now.
And I was just like, oh, this is so sweet.
It was sweet. And I agree.
Maybe if everyone did that, being a lot nicer around here, wouldn't it?
Well, not all the girls are playing so nice this week.
Oh, they are not. Oh, no. I have been waiting to talk about this for a week.
Well, Lindsay was making pilk, and I made blondies with this individual a few years ago in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And I ran into this individual on the sidewalk while she was filming Celebrity Apprentice when Teresa Giudice yelled at her to take a picture of us, not her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, everyone. Aubrey O'Day, Miss Automatic herself, is back with a promo run, a press run on the... there was a SiriusXM show.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Tamron Hall,
where she hit back at the haters regarding her Instagram account and again doubled down on the point that it is art. And of course, there's no way she could hike her way up in Bali to those mountains with her glam team.
Mm-hmm.
And that everybody should be mind their own business.
I look at my Instagram as I'm an artist. I look at my life in pictures as like art that I want to create for the world. You don't see me on there with my regular friends, my dogs, and my home. I don't belong to the people. I don't belong to others. My personal life is mine. And that's the only way that I haven't gone off the deep end or turned into something that I'm not. So when you see things like this, if you guys could agree, I'm making art.
I support this.
Me too.
Especially like with this new AI trend that was happening. I'm like, you know what? Actually, this is kind of cool.
It's like not
It's
different.
A metaverse I'm here for.
She
you
is
know what I mean?
The Aubreyverse.
Yeah. I'm kind of here for it.
I think she's a little ahead of her time.
Yeah.
And she let us know it when it comes to her talent.
Yes.
Because she had a little interview where she talked about the girls these days and what they bring to the table. And she roped in some faves from the pod by their neck.
Beyonce can release a genius album, and the two biggest artists that have huge record deals are Addison Rae and
Bad Baby. Yeah.
Catch Me Outside, Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop pretending they have talent, please. I don't know if what they did, I don't know the dances that she did on TikTok. I'm sure they were very impressive. Maybe she should go with Gil and learn Janet Jackson's choreography like we had to. Or stand in front of Diddy, Jay-Z, or L.A. Reid and sing and prove yourself every day like I had to. Nowadays, the gatekeepers are gone. Everybody thinks they're a star. Everybody can be a star. You can fart the national anthem on TikTok. And you're more famous than me. You're more relevant than me. You have bigger numbers than me. Congratulations. But the old school people that really had to fight through the gatekeepers every step of the way, there's a good group of us that have a little chip on our shoulder about how things have transitioned.
Okay, so right. Where do we even begin with this? Now, you said something to me last night when we were out.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
What did I say?
You were like, it's giving Christina.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It was giving very...
I don't know if
that's
a man or a
woman.
Keeps
getting better era. Mm-hmm. Oh, the newcomer?
Oh, the...
Well, I guess there's room for everyone on our iPods.
Let's yes. just say that.
Let's just say that. You know, I do... Here's the thing is she's not wrong. It's that thing of she's not wrong, but also there's room for everyone on our iPods kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Where it's like...
I listen to this thing and I'm like, she's got a point.
She's got a point.
She's got a point. I agree with all of this, but I also completely disagree with a lot of it.
Exactly.
Which is why I love having a podcast mm-hmm. because we get to talk about it and I don't have to condense it into 140 characters.
Well, you're in luck because he's about to extend it to 1,000. But anyway.
I'm deactivating
and canceling.
At this point, yeah.
Aubrey O'Day pointed out that Addison Rae.
Now, why am I in it?
Now, why am I in it?
Okay, let's go through the points that she's making.
Yes.
Beyonce has a genius album. Fact.
Fact.
That is a fact. But then she says, and then the biggest record deals in the industry is Addison and Bad Bobby.
Which
is that
correct?
No, it's not right.
Addison got to do one single.
Yeah,
as
obsessed,
we know.
Bop.
Yeah. As we know, it was slated. Nobody cared. It didn't chart, really. Like,
no. The other songs trended on TikTok.
And her other songs aren't even released officially, and they just leaked in full and have for months. So mm-hmm. I think there's a bitterness toward TikTokers getting a deal at all, which is the same energy that we had for Viners getting any deal at all, which mm-hmm. is the same as YouTubers getting any energy at all. We're doing the same thing cyclically.
It's the same energy that... she got when she was on MTV on the reality show. That's why I thought this was weird because I'm like, wait a minute. Because to set the record straight.
To age us a bit.
I am a Danity Kane stan.
Stan. Sleep on it.
We went to their reunion tour.
We sure did.
That they did. Hammerstein Ballroom.
Oh, yes.
Or not Hammerstein. It was the one.
Irving Plaza.
Yes. So I am an Aubrey stan, Danity Kane stan. Mm-hmm. And I remember the girls saying, oh, that's the girl from that reality show.
Because back in your day, a group put together by a reality TV show was looked down upon.
Mm-hmm. It was looked at as a fast track.
The fast track, fashionable.
Not serious.
Fab, yeah, of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would argue that this is just the latest iteration of that.
Yes.
So it's not exactly fair. However.
However, she has points.
She has points.
About the gatekeepers.
The gatekeepers, yes, and also the work put in, because although the work that she put in was more transparent, I think, than the work, quote unquote, and if you want to call it not work, of a Bad Baby or a Addison Rae, because you don't see, like, Addison is a trained dancer, I believe. I don't know about Bad Baby's training, if she's ever done anything for her. I mean, obviously, she has music videos and stuff. There is mm-hmm.
people watch
required,
and people listen.
But... you know, she brought up the fact that she was doing things, doing the dancing, auditioning for Diddy.
Mm-hmm. The boot camp, essentially.
What did she do? Across the bridge?
The cheesecake.
The cheesecake. Was that day 26 or was that Danity?
I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah, I don't think that was. But in any case,
one could also argue, mm-hmm. as a reality television connoisseur of sorts myself, mm-hmm. one could argue that that was exaggerated.
Right.
For entertainment purposes.
Right. Or harder, because sometimes it goes both ways. Sometimes mm-hmm. you don't know the work that went into a presentation on reality TV, and sometimes it's made to look much more difficult. However, we definitely saw her blood, sweat, and tears with the other girls in the making the band process, mm-hmm. and we've seen the trials and tribulations of DK3 and beyond. So, all facts there.
Facts, yeah.
But at the same time, it just never rings... not that it rings true, but it doesn't hit right to go for the flash in the pan type of artists and say that they're like indicative of the biggest new thing around, because they're not. Addison is like arguably an inside joke.
Yeah, it's very niche.
Yes.
If you are not on TikTok, you're not going to know who Addison Rae is.
No. So I wouldn't say she's a music industry killer by any means, nor, I mean, actually Bad Baby's like had more success, but it's still not, we're not putting her in a serious conversation about the new queen of rap. I wouldn't really say that they're actually taking that many checks away from anybody. And there's plenty of room to go around for everybody to begin with. But at the same time, the gatekeeper's commentary was true. And
yeah,
she's faced a lot of unfair setbacks and pushbacks and bullshit from especially the early 2000s culture and the making the band of it all and Diddy, of course. But I don't know. It just, I feel like it always weakens your point to be like, and those girls.
It does.
You know?
I also feel too that when she said, like, let's stop pretending that these girls have talent.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, maybe this comes with getting older. Probably does. But like, this idea of talent and stuff with these internet creators that have these big viral moments, mm-hmm. it is really, really, really difficult to sustain that.
Yeah.
Into a 10-year career.
Right.
I know, however you feel about Trisha Paytas, mm-hmm. there's a reason why people have nicknamed her the cockroach of the internet, mm-hmm. because she always finds a way to stay relevant, and not a lot of people can do that.
No.
So in Addison Rae finding virality on TikTok,
yep.
when TikTok, I don't know, changes or there's a new hot thing, there's going to be a new person. It's. I also think in the way that Aubrey's superstardom was built, I feel like people from that generation and before that have longevity in ways that's harder to get as a TikTok influencer, a Vine influencer, a YouTuber. Mm-hmm. It feels like these quick what would the word be called? Like these skyrocket to fame.
Yeah, flash in the pan.
Yes.
Like yeah.
Lightning in a bottle moments. Like,
yeah.
It's harder to sustain that. Whereas
yes.
someone like Gaga, Britney, Madonna, Beyonce, Destiny's Child that come from, you know, that like, class of mm-hmm. TRL photo,
yes.
that class of artists,
yeah. mm-hmm.
there's a longevity that
there is.
They have.
Undeniably.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's, there's nothing stopping Aubrey from using the same platform to, one, launch a new solo career. Mm-hmm. Without the gatekeepers involved anymore, or two, reviving Danity Kane.
Yeah.
And I mean, hello, running up that hill this year, all of these.
Well, I think D Woods is stopping it, but.
Oh.
I'm not sure on the latest of the status of everybody. I think Andrea's done.
Oh, yeah. At least we got to see her live that one time.
We did, yeah. But I completely agree with what you're saying. I think there's just a general frustration with how the world is changing.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. I mean, we talk all the time about how TikTok sounds, the good and the bad of the fact that this is what makes songs blow up now. And mm-hmm. the medium is just different than TRL, and it's just different than reality shows and voting competitions that used to make a star. And this is the latest version of it.
Yeah.
And there was so much grumpiness around American Idol when it debuted, and there was so much around making the band and mm-hmm. those sort of things. It's still produced a rare talent now and then. Kelly, Carrie Underwood, like these people shook out as tried and true stars or not. And we'll see from the TikTok era who actually lands, because we're in the middle of the hype of TikTok right now. But just like, you know, the YouTube beauty guru era, some people have dropped off. Some people have remained a name. Mm-hmm. It's not really easy to determine in the moment who's actually going to have longevity, if anyone. So
yeah,
I don't know. I think
she should not hate the player, hate the game.
Yes. And that is definitely something that I think a lot of people can be guilty of, is being mad at the person who got propped up in your eyes versus being mad at the system that this is. Like mm-hmm. TikTok is the make or break of the music industry right now, for better or worse. And if these people happen to connect with people, then that's their advantage. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird for an artist to hate on that, though, because I think there's a great thing about there being no gatekeepers, because I feel like this year, I would say we've both discovered a lot of new music from TikTok.
Yeah.
I know I have. And so I think it's awesome that an artist can just take their phone out, upload their own song,
yeah.
go on DistroKid. I could literally upload my own single right now if I wanted to.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand the frustration that Aubrey has, but
right.
you should be like, oh, how cool that the kids these days now don't have to go through all that shit.
Yeah, there's different levels to it.
And I will say, and I'm brave enough to say it,
mm-hmm.
the comment that Aubrey made about putting Addison in front of Janet's choreographer, I'm brave enough to say it. I think Addison would slay it.
Well, I think she's genuinely a trained dancer. And I think just because she does TikTok dances that are accessible doesn't mean that she can't do better. I mean, we both said that her Fallon performance was like good, even though everyone else was making fun of it. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but that was, you know, a perfect pop star performance, in my opinion. Of that was her first time. Yeah. I don't know.
That was like her mall tour performance.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt that was unfair. And I do think that sort of comment comes from like only getting a whiff of somebody and just being like, okay, they just do stupid TikTok dances. And like writing them off.
Mm-hmm. Charli D'Amelio certainly could pull off.
Yeah, she just won Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, she did?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Shangela won.
No,
she should have.
Finalist. Yeah, got all the way to the end. And I know that's all like fixed and whatever bullshit too, but it's like she did have to dance in order to compete. So it was there. And then back to the original point of like the defense of Addison Rae is also just like, she's not slaying the charts. Like this is not. There's no piece of the pie that she's really taking that,
yeah.
You know, that you're not capable of getting. So it's a little silly, but I did love that interview.
Same. It was very Christina Aguilera.
It was, yeah. It just...
What would you say? Half up, half down almost in a way?
Mm-hmm. Bad, but. It's like, oh.
And I mean, that segues perfectly into the other thing that went viral on TikTok this week is we had a podcast episode with Kimberly Leg Kick Wyatt from the Pussycat Dolls spilling a lot of tea with this particular interview where she was just flat out asked if every girl, every doll sings on the album. And she was like, yeah, you know, like, oh.
This made me love her so much more than I already did.
Yeah. So
because
funny.
We all knew it.
Yeah.
But she finally said it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we also stand it too. Like,
oh,
it
absolutely.
Was like we all knew that that was the case.
It's a Nicole album.
Yes.
But we like the fantasy of.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I live for the fantasy. We always have. She also gave very unexpected tea. I don't know that everybody knew this or knew that Gaga was in house at Interscope to be a songwriter, mostly for them. For the Pussycat Dolls, as you know, she opened for the Pussycat Dolls, where she belongs.
Icons like your grandmother, your school teacher, your neighbor.
Nicole Scherzinger. She was writing for Britney, for PCD. So she gave, allegedly, was supposed
Quicksand.
To give them Quicksand.
Shout out to Quicksand.
Yes.
Our Stephanie can write a good bop.
Writing for J-Lo, Hypnotico. Hypnotico.
Gaga did that?
Mm-hmm.
Hypnotico is a fucking bop.
I know.
For everyone who thinks I hate J-Lo, Hypnotico, a fucking bop. Why was that not a single? Why did she not do that at the Super Bowl? That's what I want to know.
I know.
Anyway.
In any case... Allegedly, she was supposed to give them Just Dance, her big breakout single.
Wow.
Which I can't totally picture, and yet I can.
I can't.
Mm.
Because it's not a vocal.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not saying that Gaga can't sing. I'm saying it's not a power ballad. Like
for Nicole, you mean?
Yes.
Da-da-doo-doo.
Like Hush. I think
could
Hush
see her
Hush
that.
Is like a Nicole song.
Yeah.
Right, you have.
Well, it was Pussycat Dolls featuring Nicole Scherzinger.
But like, Just Dance to me doesn't. I don't know. It doesn't sound like a PCD song.
No, they made the right choice for mm-hmm. sure.
Like how Baby One More Time was supposed to go to TLC. I don't hear that. Everything worked out the way it should have.
Yeah, it did. Everything worked as it was supposed to,
except for the PCD reunion tour. But
well, that yes, and Gaga's fashion. Heidi fashion. I mean,
oh,
Heidi
yeah.
ate her
and
up.
Us going to Chromatica Ball.
Oh,
that
yeah.
didn't work out either, did it?
No. No. How's the summer at the beach with your boyfriend? How'd that work out for you?
Summer on the beach with COVID. How'd that work out for you? Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so she spilled a lot on this interview, but basically confirmed that, all the dolls sang. Of course they did.
Honestly, the dream to be on a single, just like,
who?
Ha, ha, ha. Hush, hush, yeah.
God.
Throw a beat on it.
For real. We need the reunion. We'll never get it at this rate at all.
No, it's done.
Yeah,
I feel
they're
over.
Like spilling all the tea and also like dragging indirectly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Meanwhile.
I would go to an instrumental Pussycat Doll tour.
What is an instrumental Pussycat Doll tour?
Take out all the
Nicole?
All Nicole's vocals.
So just Melody wailing every now and then.
Like two lines from Melody.
Yeah.
Who's and Haas, and then we can all just sing.
That's actually, you know what? Robin, Anton, hit us up.
And then we can call Nicole and be like, do you understand what we're saying?
Do you understand what we're singing, Tor?
Yeah. Oh.
Listen,
I think
up
at
your
least
vocals.
100 people would come.
I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. People were going to come to that reunion tour. Like, it was going to be big.
Justice for React.
God. R.I.P. What a moment that would have been. Well, meanwhile, since she hasn't done that, did you see this ad that she did?
Oh, I did.
For the Bible app?
She's lying.
Who's she kidding?
Yes. You
Who
are
is
lying.
She kidding? Pua Kenny Kenny Princess?
Yeah.
Talking about the Lord Jesus? I don't want to hear it.
Let's
loosen
get a little
up.
Wet. Did you know it's about baptism?
It's about the baptism.
Dips your baby in. Let's get a little wet.
Don't you wish your savior was holy like me? Oh, we laugh, but she might do it for a check. She is a chameleon. She went from bingo to mass singer to Jesus. She can do it all.
Wow.
Well, we've talked about chameleons. Speaking of animals, we have to discuss a different kind of animal. Some would say a mascot of the pod. I think it's time for a little segment we like to call
High Fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
The Department of Sanitation here in New York City.
New York, home City of Lady Dreams. Gaga. Do you know she's from here?
No, I didn't.
She never talks about it, but she
I know,
actually is.
I feel like she's never told us where she's from.
She's very discreet about her background.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's Polish. I'm not sure.
Oh,
she hasn't.
I think she's actually Italian. She might have. Yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Reductive.
Anyway.
Anyway, the official Department of Sanitization. Or sanitation, not sanitization.
I wish they were sanitizing more.
That's a word, right? Sanitization? I don't know.
Yeah.
Sanitize, sanitize, sanitize. They have released merch that honestly should be in our merch shop.
Honestly, yes.
The rats don't run the city. We do. As an official tee that you can buy that goes to support, I don't know, what does it support?
The efforts to eradicate rats.
The subway hike that they want to do next year.
The anti-rat establishment. Yeah, yeah, the alleged subway. Why doesn't it go to lowering subway fares?
Yeah.
The thing is, the rats run this city. We don't.
They do.
They are everywhere.
They are fighting back, too.
They are. I don't mind it. I think they're friends, not foes.
They were here before us. They will be here after us.
For sure.
It's going to be rats, cockroaches, and Trisha Paytas are going to be the last ones standing.
They're
going to
be filming a mukbang.
Hey, girls. With Malibu. Here's your little sisters. That's so mean. I'm not calling Trisha Paytas a rat. You guys know I stan.
Yeah, the rats are really taking over in New York in merch and in the streets. They're marching. I see there's one section of a cross street when I go to the gym. Without fail, there are rats in that particular area. And then we're cool with each other. We just say, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Hey, girls.
Yeah, they attacked those 1-800 got junk workers.
Oh,
there was
that's
that
right.
Not sponsored. Don't call them. We don't have a code. But they were cleaning up a outdoor shed.
Yeah.
And the rats underneath the shed attacked the workers.
Well, how would you like it if a man was in your home?
I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah.
You'd do the same.
Yes. Well, you can go purchase that if you would like. It only comes in white. Personally, I don't like wearing that color, so I will not be buying.
Oh,
but if it was
I didn't
in black.
Know that.
Yes, because you know it's not flattering.
You ever
for
do
me.
One of those color temperature checks? You see that on TikTok?
No.
With, if you're a warm or a dark tone, there's like professional color people who take their little color strips of fabric and they put it against your like collarbone and they go like, it's sort of like an optometrist where they're like better one or two. And they switch the color out and they determine if you're like a fall, a spring, a light or dark, It's like the different variations of each color.
Hmm.
I forget what the official name of it is called. Like a color test. No, color. Which color?
Personally, I think royal blue looks amazing on me.
Mm.
Also black, because I sweat a lot. So I don't want those to show.
Okay.
I also don't mind a purple. Anything on that side of the color spectrum works for me.
It was called a color matcher, I believe.
Oh.
Just, you know.
Matches colors.
Yeah.
How much do they make a year?
Salary.
Yeah. I feel like I could do that.
It's giving 38K here. Side hustle.
Slay.
Color matcher, career path. Okay. When the media systems shut down, mm-hmm. and all we can do is sit around and look at each other.
Yeah.
Become a color matcher.
Well, if you would like to make 120K a year or more,
uh-huh.
they're also looking for a rat czar.
Is that 150,000?
They're saying it's 120 to 170 a year.
To do what?
To be the director of, I think the technical term is director of rat mitigation. Big word. Look at that.
Wow, you did that.
I did that. Which means you have to help mitigate the rat problem.
I would literally take that job and just do nothing.
Should we both apply and see who gets it?
We literally should.
Hey, everyone. Last episode of the podcast. I am now the official rat czar.
Oh, my God. But think about it. Like, what? At the end of the day, everyone who's ever had that job has had to have said, like, I can't figure it out. Because nobody's ever controlled the rats.
Yeah. You never can.
We should apply and just be like, no, I got it this time. I got it. Mm-hmm. Put out a trail of cheese.
You just see me, like,
lead it
out
to Jersey.
Yeah, with a shovel.
Fucking little telltale rat.
Little cheese trail to a Thai tea boat party and send them off to sea.
Rat. Rat.
That should be the, maybe I will apply and that will be the messaging.
What's the message?
I don't know.
Oh.
See something, say something. See a
rat.
Say something. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think it's a great campaign.
I know. It's actually kind of sad because I feel like you have to kill them. So, like,
I don't know. Maybe you can just lead them out.
Where's
elsewhere.
Noah? We need his arc.
We do need his arc. Yeah. It's about time.
I know he only took two animals, but we could just put them all on there.
Yeah.
Send them out to the sea.
That story never sat right with me because that meant that the babies were having babies with their babies. Right?
I don't know.
Well, if those are the only surviving animals, then they'd have to have sex with their siblings.
Wow. And this is what they're teaching children in schools?
This is... anyway.
I don't think it was real. Was Noah's Ark real?
There is actually... It's so funny you said that because there is some conversation
something problematic.
On Twitter. There's evidence that there was at least at one point a great flood from many different cultures and backgrounds. Have stories of a great flood of some sort.
Oh.
So let's get a little wet.
Wow.
Well, I don't know how to make this transition without being disrespectful.
Speaking of rats. No.
Whom I don't know.
There in the silence of the December non-releases, one pop star is making her announcement. This is me now. That vocal in that snippet.
Oh, yeah.
A brave vocal. And I let me just say before anyone gets on me, the It's My Birthday tour was one of my favorite tours I've seen in a long time. I love J-Lo. In any case, this is me now. Coming 2023 with a track listing already, Dear Ben Part 2 confirmed. Jennifer Lopez teased the sequel to her This Is Me Then album called This Is Me Now. And basically, as she explained it, was perfectly like the Britney Circus clip. It was the same. She's like, you know, This Is Me Then really captured me, you know, then. And This Is Me Now is really just capturing me now.
The concept for the video circus is basically about, you know, a circus.
It never gets old.
It never gets old.
Never.
She's basically feeling the most inspired she's been since This Is Me Then. She says she hasn't made an album like this since then. It's a full album track list. Everything. Dear Ben now has a Dear Ben Part 2. It's a sequel. So, and I think and I will say this is a slay, her teaser, the transition, the sort of metaverse of it all, of zooming in on the classic cover and it being moving and then moving out to This Is Me Now, I think that was a serve.
It was a serve.
It's pretty cool.
Slayed it.
Yeah.
Gagged a bit.
Yep. Don't know how she did it, but it's really cool looking. The audio is interesting. I'll wait for the full song.
Would you like to share your tweet?
What
about
tweet?
J-Lo?
I wouldn't. It's not a safe space. I was watching her 73 questions with Vogue because I was for work. And we just happened to hit the segment where they asked her, what is your best underrated, unknown beauty secret? She said, sleep.
And what is your most surprising beauty secret?
Sleep.
And it activated something in my brain immediately. A flashback to an interview.
Mariah, who calls herself Supergirl, says she often sleeps just 3 hours a night. When told Lopez claimed to get 8, Mariah said, quote, if I had the luxury of not actually having to sing my own songs, I'd do that too.
You know, sometimes it just writes itself.
It does. I didn't have to say anything and I didn't caption it anything. I just said, here's this clip and here's that one. I'm obsessed with it, as we know.
Basically, they were pretty fucking awful. I don't want to slay her.
She set her up.
She was set up.
Yeah. If I had 8 hours of sleep, I would do it too.
Same, honestly. I would love 8 hours of sleep.
Right? Must be nice. In any case, yeah, that's available to watch. 73 questions with Vogue, which honestly stresses me out when I watch them because I know they're acting, but they have to act natural. And I'm like, is it one long take? Do they fuck up? It feels like one long cut of a music video.
They're very well done.
They're super well done.
It's how we got...
Get a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's an acting job, though. It's like you have to feign spontaneity. You have to pretend that you're doing things while you're walking around the house. Like, it's a whole long shot music video, really.
Know who did that first?
Christina Aguilera?
The Spice Girls, Wannabe, One Take.
Well, yes.
Ahead of its time, maybe. Well, yes. I'm sure someone else before that did it.
Yeah.
Before they had like Adobe to edit.
But true. Very true. Yeah. We need another one from Rita Ora, to be honest. Speaking of Vogue. Oh my God. Speaking of Vogue, 24 hours with Rita Ora. What a treat. Not enough hours in my book. She gave us the behind the scenes of her experience at the EMAs. And her outfits for the quick changes of it all. At one point, she wore Whitney Houston's outfit from the World Music Awards and said, like, oh, I felt like I was channeling her spirit. I can't even... Rita Houston incoming.
Oh.
One thing about Rita is she will say things. And they are...
Running that
She said,
this is really important. The story behind this, oh my gosh. Okay, Tom, you say it.
It was worn by Whitney Houston at the World Music Awards in 2004.
It's not right, but it's okay. I can feel her majorness and her iconicness. It's beautiful. I love it.
T. Kyle is speechless.
I am so glad that we are not on video right now because my eyes are popping out of my skull.
You know, there were some viral...
I can't believe she had the audacity to put that dress on.
I am obsessed with the fact that she just said that. You know, it's funny because there was this viral fake news of J-Lo doing a Whitney tribute at the Grammys that's doing the rounds.
I did not fall for that this time. I'm so proud of myself. Yep. For 1 second, I saw it and I said, that's fake.
That's fake news. But Rita Ora is fully claiming that she's in the spirit of Whitney is in her.
Beautiful gowns.
Beautiful gowns. Lord. Well, this is not the only thing. In defense of Rita, I need to make a statement against a man. I'm very angry. I'm ticked off.
Let it out.
This fucking man, his name is Calvin Harris.
King of Pop.
Had the audacity... Now, there were some tweets, unrelated tweets. This man was searching his name like a rat on Twitter.
You in 2019.
He was looking and trying to stir up his own drama because he was, okay, so George Griffiths, writer, UK, wrote, a reminder that if Rita's Calvin Harris produced second album, I Will Never Let You Down was the first of many tracks. Hadn't been torpedoed, she probably would have been one of the biggest pop stars in the world for like 2 years. I've never gotten over it. Calvin responded, the entire thing is a myth. There's one unreleased song I worked on and it isn't good. Number one, I Will Never Let You Down is objectively perfect. Great pop song. You're going to tell me that the second song you worked on, number one, was not good, and number two, that that's where you stopped? I don't believe you. You're a liar, a thief, a coward.
You know, to be fair, sometimes the artist, they always feel like their work is not good enough. And so that's just his opinion. You know, he needs to let us decide.
Exactly. He's that. Absolutely wrong about that, first of all. Second of all, I do believe there's a vault of Rita tracks because he fucking held a grudge. Do you remember?
Towards who?
Rita.
No.
So they dated.
They did?
They dated.
Oh my God, good for her.
They dated for a little while. That's, you know, I Will Never Let You Down came out of that. He didn't date everybody he's worked with. I will say that. But he worked with Rita. And famously, at the 2014 Teen Choice Awards, he blocked her from being able to perform it. She wasn't allowed.
Oh.
She confirmed it. He confirmed it. He was an asshole. He wouldn't let her perform their song. And so that's why I think there's something bitter beneath the surface. I think he's mad that he's sitting on a Rita Ora album and he won't tell us.
Wow.
It's too good. He's probably handed out the tracks to other artists. I'm convinced. Yeah. Because when have you ever met a not good Rita Ora song? Never.
I have. The one that was promoting that...
the movie.
The running. Wasn't it like running or sprinting or like... What was that
There was
one?
A movie soundtrack one.
And wasn't it done by Diane Warren?
Yes.
Whatever that one was.
That one was not it.
Sorry. I sound like I'm Aubrey O'Day right now where I'm like, let's stop pretending that this shoot sounds it. I'm just saying, for me, I don't enjoy that song.
To me,
I don't like that song. If you like that song, it's fine.
Nobody's heard it.
That's the thing.
Nobody has heard it. Yes.
Overall, is like, if something's not for you, that's okay.
And that's for you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So don't drag me, no. Rita Bots.
Nope.
Anywhere. Stream it.
Anywhere. Well, we've went everywhere, and now we're going down to Miami. Because this is
Miami Monkey.
High fashion editorial meets news update. Madonna, Queen of Pop, was at Art Basel, which annoys me. I don't get Art Basel. It's just like NFT shilling bullshit.
Well, maybe if you were an artist, a true lover of music, you would understand.
There are no... That is like... I feel like it's a giant money laundering scam.
Oh, wow. We're going there.
Well...
Get a good lawyer.
Mr. Crypto.
Exactly.
Telling me to get Bitcoin or whatever, and then it fucking flopped off the charts in the negative red.
But it's like all crypto finances. Stuff down there.
Stop talking about finances on the podcast.
In any case.
It's giving gallery girls.
It's giving gallery girls.
Basel.
YSL partnered with Madonna to do a... reissue of the sex book, her iconic book of the erotica era, in which she poses provocatively, let's say, in a variety of photos and vintage video. And so she re-released for a limited edition exorbitant amount. There's some limited capsule pieces with YSL, I believe, as well. She showed up. And she looked fabulous. She was moving and grooving. She was dancing. She showed up with Lola and Rocco, which I can't imagine bringing the kids to your sex book launch, but...
They're adults now.
They've seen it. They know. Nothing phases them, I'm sure.
I mean, they came out of that puss, so...
They did. And now it's an NFT. But she had, let's see, braids and the bleached brows, the titties out, the... blazer. It was a good look, and she danced. I will say she is working with that trainer because notably she's looking more fluid. I think she's preparing for the stadium tour, and she had a great old time. Fabulous among the celebrities. Yeah, she lived it up.
Queen of Pop
strikes again, and I will not be getting the reissue of the book because you get it for cheaper, the original version, in the shrink wrap on eBay.
Oh.
Yeah. They're like 1,300 there. They're like 2,500 with the YSL.
Jeez.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I have my pet peeve, even though she's my fave, I have my pet peeve with the way she's been doing very exclusive artist bullshit with like expensive things. I'm just like, I would love some general access.
Again. Yeah, for the locals.
The like locals. Us. But I guess that's what the stadium tour will be.
Well, unless, you know, they're $10,000 like other people.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That was like those Polaroids. Remember, like, I went to that...
the Madonna Polaroids?
Art gallery, and they were $1,500 a Polaroid.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
she used to auction off Polaroids at the Madame X tour, and they would go upwards of like $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
How iconic.
Very.
Well, you could fart the national anthem now and go viral and be more relevant than me. I don't know. Well, anywho. The gatekeepers are gone now, so why don't we talk about... a little app that's giving these untalented queens of pops platforms.
I think it's time for a little bit of TikTok talk. This is crazy to me.
Is it?
Yes.
The little monsters never cease to shock me.
Never. It's crazy to me because it's not the original source material. So Jenna Ortega stars as Wednesday Addams in the new Netflix series Wednesday, and I have to shout out, Jenna is a fucking awesome new scream queen. I love her. Scream X, whatever else she's been doing. This
scream queen is a term that people use to describe a actress who stars in like horror movies.
Yeah,
right?
Like a okay. Queen of pop of horror.
Can I also confess something?
I'm scared now.
So because this movie has been out,
it's a show.
Oh, because the show's out, every time I see her name, Jenna Ortega, I immediately think Jeannie Ortega.
And I did. I already could predict that from you.
Single time I hear Jeannie Ortega, Papoose. Every time I see it, it's like Jenna Ortega. And I'm like, Queen of Pop. Oh,
I
cannot unsee it, unhear it.
I knew that was coming from you.
Yeah.
I have to say, I knew that was coming. However, okay. So there is a famous, now famous scene in the series where in episode 4, it's called Whoa, What a Night, she and her fellow students attend a dance, and she performs a dance routine that Jenna choreographed herself, which is very iconic. And the original song is by The Cramps called Goo Goo Muck.
Oh.
However, that's probably not the song that you hear her dancing to on TikTok, nor anybody else. Yeah, she tweeted, but before that all happened, she tweeted, thanks to Susie Sue, Bob Fosse's Rich Man's Frog, Lisa Loring, goths dancing in clubs in the 80s. So she like paid credit to the legends, and she made up that dance, which at first the kids were making fun of her, saying that it was bad and weird. And then it was like, that's the point, Yolanda. She's a weird goth girl at the dance. She's supposed to do that. Then it became like beloved. Then the song was replaced by a different song called Bloody Mary by a unknown named Stephanie Germanotta. Of course, it was the sped up version because the kids can't listen to the normal BPM of anything these days.
Nope.
And it is surging up the charts, the Spotify charts. Bloody Mary is now becoming like her latest Born This Way hit, which is insane to me.
I don't know. Maybe put her in a room with Janet's choreographer and see if she can...
It's wild. I just can't believe that that's like the chain of events. And it led to Lady Gaga getting like an 11-year-old hit.
I mean, this goes back to our point from earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
You don't know.
Aubrey, why don't you start promoting Hold Me Down?
Ugh. Sped up Hold Me Down? Come on.
Hello. Like any song on both albums.
Showstopper could absolutely be a TikTok song.
Yeah. All of
Jingle
them
Them Keys.
Bop.
Like just
the interludes, bops, speed them up.
Speed them up. That's all you got to do is speed them up.
The or slow them down and add reverb.
Oh, yeah.
That's also a moment, too.
But Gaga did acknowledge.
All you need is one shot.
Oh, my God. One shot.
Fucking like that is an iconic catwalking staple. If you know my playlist, Iconic Catwalking, the concept of iconic catwalking is it's iconic and you can catwalk to it. Like there's certain songs that are you can stomp to this.
Well, somebody caught notice of this. I don't know if you noticed, but Gaga herself tweeted, "Slay Wednesday. You're welcome at House of Gaga anytime and bring Thing with you. We love paws around here."
Thing?
Oh, have you never seen Adam's Family either?
No.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I do know the Morticia.
Yes.
I know her. She's like the queen of pop. Yes. Yeah.
And this is Daughter, Wednesday's Daughter.
Yeah.
Thing is a hand. Yeah. It's just a hand that walks around as a hand.
Why isn't his name Hand then? Why is it Thing?
I can't. I think there actually is a reason, maybe, that I'm not remembering.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've never seen the Addams Family.
Thing was originally conceived as a whole creature, but was so horrible that the only part of it that was tolerable was its human hand.
Ew.
You should definitely see the movie. Well, we got to catch you up on a lot.
I know the theme song, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Snaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're getting there.
I'll add it to the list.
Add it to the list. Well, in addition, taking it back in time. Take it back.
Oh, iconic.
Yeah. Timbaland, Nelly Furtado. I actually feel like all Timbaland, Nelly Furtado songs are going viral on TikTok.
They are.
Yeah.
So Give It to Me, the instrumental, is going viral, and there's a dance to it.
Yeah.
And then there's also a mashup of I'll Do It by Heidi Montag with The Way I Are with Keri Hilson.
If you went up to me,
bop, 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 bop,
at my financial marketing internship in 2009 and told me that this was going to be what the girls are listening to in 2022.
It's what they should be listening to.
I mean, we are ahead of our time.
There was also the TikTok that someone made of all of the queens of pop of that era with this song over it that I posted on my Instagram stories. And it really was an era of music that was just fucking epic.
Yeah, where's that era's tour?
Oh,
let's talk
I
about
wish.
It.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
I feel like it'll happen eventually in the future in the way that we have these like 90s tours. Maybe we'll have the 10s girls, the late 0s, early 10s girls tour.
Mm-hmm. I just love that Nelly Furtado is slaying across.
Without trying.
Say It Right.
Say It Right was a moment.
Maneater was a moment. All the bops were moments.
You know, these are songs they play at weddings, funerals, graduations. These stand the test of time. It's just the way it is.
Danity Kane, take note.
Well, Damaged.
Who was also around in that era.
Maybe I'm just a bad girl. Yeah.
This whole episode is just, the through line is.
Welcome to the dollhouse. Danity Kane
telling her to reunite. Stop punching each other in the back of the head and reunite.
Exactly.
Allegedly.
Two of You, that song. Oh, I can go on. I'm just.
Also, Dumb Blonde Slade, too. Like, Eyes on Horizon.
Oh, my God.
Bop.
Aubrey, just put the songs on TikTok. I don't know what to tell you.
We can help you out.
Yeah. Well, somebody else was doing the rounds on TikTok.
Oh. It's Christmas time, everyone.
You know, she did also do something with a rat recently. She stopped traffic with a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now back with an old meme that has been resurfaced. Her name is Camilla. And she'll be home for Christmas.
I'll be home for Christmas.
That's about how it sounded.
Yeah. I feel like my impression's pretty good.
Yeah. It is okay, from the White something. House in 2021.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's an old one.
Personally, you know, I was not on my radar before.
I'm shocked.
This is the first time I was seeing it.
Yeah.
But she did reference it in a skit.
She did make a self-referential TikTok.
And I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
This is funny.
Well, how many times have we said it?
This is funny. And I was like, now Quasmois is funny.
Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about this. I laughed. Can you believe? I have to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
I really do. That was fucking funny. That little skit.
Oh my God.
Oh, can you believe?
You're a little caramelized onion now.
No, I'm not.
Come on, caramelizers.
The flavor.
Yes. I mean, you've said it time and time again. Reclaim the joke and make it yourself, and then you kill it. Like, now it's going to be like a meme, but she's aware of it. And yeah.
I don't even know if I should confess this here, but yesterday as I was decorating my Christmas tree,
yes,
I was listening to, you know, my Hollis Light playlist.
I'm scared.
And I couldn't unhear Christmas. And I was singing it like every song that came on. It was like, Christmas is here. And I was just fucking laughing while I was decorating. Well, I say decorating as if it's not a twig with like fucking two glitter balls on it.
Yeah, well, took some time. I could tell.
But I was laughing and I was like, oh, I have to give her props. I do.
You're fair. That's the thing. You're
I try to be.
Yeah.
We won't be streaming Havana, but now we just need Demi to joke about Poot.
I
don't think so.
Or maybe not.
No, it's not there yet. There's so much hate in this world.
There is so much hate in this world.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone else who we need to. Aubrey doubled down on the Photoshop pictures. We stan.
Yep. Who needs to?
Quasmice. We stan. Leah Michelle.
Halsey needs to double down on blowing out the pitchfork off
this
building.
Please don't be mean to me.
Oh, and that.
Please don't be mean to me. I've had a hard day too, you guys. Well, anyway.
Some people are being mean to TikTokers, actually. If you've been along for the TikTok ride, one of the OG creators and one of the first memes to come out of TikTok, I would say. I feel like maybe. Or just became a huge internet meme, of course, is Kombucha Girl, a.k.a. Brittany Broski, who has since gone on to have, we talk about this, it's not that easy to stay relevant, but has continued to be a TikTok personality ever since. Went on to do podcasts and interviews and all the like, and host red carpets and things like that. She had a love for Harry Styles, has a love for Harry Styles, known for that.
A styler.
Oh, I forget what they're called. Oh, anyway. Bisexuals. I don't know.
A little hairy.
Well, that's me. The fan base was so mad at her this week.
They turned.
And nobody would say why. Like, I could not figure out why.
I found out why.
I figured out why, too.
I did the research.
And when I found out, I was aghast.
It's so fucking funny.
It's so funny.
So, because Brittany is a huge Harry stan.
Has met him, opportunities with him at this point. Mm-hmm. Leads to a lot of jealousy.
Posted her Spotify Wrapped 2022, and Harry Styles was not in the top five. The stans ate her up.
Ate her up. Mass reporting her.
Mm-hmm. They mass reported her account so she couldn't go live anymore.
And when I found out that was the reason... Mm-hmm. That it wasn't like a problematic resurfaced tweet. It was because Harry Styles wasn't in her top five on
Spotify
Wrapped.
Some would say
that's
problematic.
Some would. Some would.
Some did.
Some did. I had to laugh. I hope she overcomes this scandal. I hope that she has an apology notes app ready. This world.
But this is why it feels so nice being a recent stan retiree myself. Mm-hmm. I don't miss it.
Nope.
I do not want to ever be connected to being the or having the label of like
super fan.
Well, I think super fan's fine, but if it's like I feel like I'm a super fan of a lot of people, but I don't need to publicly be the
expert.
Yes, the one with the I don't know what.
We've talked about this at length.
Yeah,
with our own experiences.
That's why we opened it up. We talk about all legends.
It's also quite a boring lifestyle to only stan one person.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
You stan a million people.
I enjoy my life.
Right. I'm saying, and you don't.
Oh, you mean like one, you only one person and no one else.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's,
it's just boring.
I guess.
I feel like that's just boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. In any case,
where's the girl? I want to know the girl who was like, Mariah, J-Lo can't sing, and like put the vinyl over.
I really need to know where she's at right
where's
now.
She at?
She's in Sony Publishing right now.
Yeah. Also, Brittany Broski is one of the funniest people on TikTok.
Yeah, she's very naturally funny, and so I feel like this will pass for her.
The tides have turned, though. Have you seen now the Harry Styles fans eating the other Harry Styles fans up and getting like 400K likes on their...
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is the next progression, the natural cycle. Mm-hmm.
They're all saying this is the most chronically online take I've ever seen in my life, and they're eating up the Harry
That
stans.
Reminds me of, I'm sure you've seen this Kevin saga on TikTok.
Kevin.
With the female gaze, the guy with the eyes.
No.
Oh, there's this guy who demonstrates the alleged male and female gaze by staring at the camera, like looking around dorkily. Wait. And then staring at the camera. Gaze as in G-A-Z-E.
Oh, my God. I was like, wait, what? Oh, my God. I was like, oh, like staring. Okay, got it. Yeah, got it.
Well, first it was, oh, my God, this guy understands the male and female gaze. Then it was, what are you all talking about? He doesn't look hot at all. And then the third has been like resurfacing his problematic past posts. And then this wave of counter everything else. I've watched the whole cycle. And it's the same. It's the milkshake duck thing where it's like where you find out that something becomes popular. Then there's backlash. Then it's problematic. And then it's dead.
Got it.
Watch this whole cycle with this guy. It's been fun.
Kevin. What are you doing, Kevin?
It's like couch guy.
Oh, yeah. Where is he at these days?
Probably still on the couch.
Did he get an IKEA deal?
He probably did. Yeah, a Wayfair deal.
Oh, know who we need to shout out for getting a deal?
Oh.
It's a chicken salad.
Weight Watchers.
She got that Weight Watchers check.
Yes.
And everyone is rallying behind her, and they're like, absolutely, we're eating the chicken salad.
Love that.
Queen.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few bops, a few here and there. You know.
And speaking of Spotify Wrapped and getting dragged for it, we will get into that a little later.
We sure will.
I know you guys are waiting to drag me. I will be defending myself.
And I'll have some defenses of my own.
See you later in the after show for that discussion. After show.
New music. Why don't we kick things off?
Okay, so iconic catwalking.
Yeah.
Songs you can stomp to. New track by Kahlo called It Girl. It's about a girl. She has it, bitch. I don't know what it, like, you know those moments where you're just like, you want to just
walk. Stomp the runway, walk.
I know, I miss it. My fucking Achilles tendon needs to fucking hurry the fuck up and heal. I don't know what is wrong with it.
Oh, I think your song will be called Sit Girl.
sick of sitting. But like, I need to, but anyway, this song bop.
It is a mood.
And her accent, I love her voice, like her, the mm-hmm. voice, it's so sexy and sultry and deep and like, oof. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a story about a girl.
We love a mm-hmm. monotone vocal.
Yeah, bop.
Over a beat.
Also, another shout out to an artist, which again, like kind of going back to the Aubrey thing, mm-hmm. this artist, Lou Kala, the song is Pretty Girl Era. I'm in my pretty girl era. I'm a stan.
I have a feeling it will blow up.
I do too. But also, you've seen over the past, I would say, 6 to 8 months, the start, like she wrote the chorus, then she finished the song, mm-hmm. and then it got mixed, and then she added a cover, and then got it, you know, mixed and mastered. And it was this really slow process of putting out this one song, which I think has given me so much more of an appreciation for just how hard this all is and difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the accessibility that it has.
Yeah.
So we stan.
We do. I mean, that is a lot of that is what made Unholy so big, is everyone was waiting on the song for so long because of the teasers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out also. We started with Australia and we're heading right back down under for our sweet angel, Troye Sivan, teaming up with P-Now, who you'll know love best from Cold Heart, Elton John, Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa.
Their first production since, called You're All That I Want, which is a gorgeous, summery, disco-y anthem. A really unexpected turn for Troye. I feel like it's very accessibly mainstream dance pop vibes.
His stuff is so great.
I know. I'm excited for this. I feel like it'll pop off with the P-Now of it all. Get him a little chart hit.
Again. Shout out to My. Still fucking bop.
Yep. Yeah. So
and
we're
paper
loving.
Paper Cut with Zed.
Oh my God.
10 minute
cut.
Perfection. Bop.
Well, you know what? We do love a dance track. We love when the girls go electronic.
We do.
And there's one who really started it all, I would say, who Lady Gaga owes her entire career to. Of course, we're talking about
Madonna. No.
Of course, we're talking about Cascada, who used her Spotify Wrapped video message to announce a 2023 US tour. Oh, we're going.
I am absolutely going to this.
Evacuate the dance floor live in 2023. Where do we think she's doing it? Do we think Madison Square Garden, or do we think the arena? Do we think All I know is it makes a lot more sense about why Madonna.
I can see her doing Brooklyn Mirage.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, I would
actually.
Live. It makes a lot of sense as to why Madonna and Beyonce have not announced tour dates yet, because they knew this was coming and they want to stagger because they are going to lose sales from this. So the girls are scared. Cascada is coming. Evacuate the dance floor. Every time we touch, oh,
bops.
Bop, bop, bops. And we are ready. That's truly something to live for the new year.
A queen, again, who has like stayed relevant.
Yes.
All these years.
Sometimes
bops just, on TikTok.
You could have 999 songs. You just need one to sound like Every Time We Touch. And then you make the same song 999 times.
If it's not broke, don't fix
it. Don't fix it. You don't have to reinvent the wheel.
No.
You don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just like RuPaul yelled over and over once.
Love that kind of stuff.
Love that kind of every time we touch.
Every time we touch, 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 touch.
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Cascada, send me stems. I'll play with them.
Oh, she would. Well, you know what? Cascada Music account liked my story when I shared it. So I do feel like we're getting one step closer to being paid off complicit insiders to Cascada.
Cascada insiders.
Let me tell you, I am ready to accept that check.
Yeah. Well, that is all for this week. We will be continuing the conversation in the after show, getting into our own personal Spotify wraps.
It's going to get pretty personal.
Yeah. But the end of the year is... what's
here.
Nay? Near? What's what do you say? Nigh. That's it. And there's only two more episodes left.
It's crazy.
Can you believe it, girls? Countdown to Lowe's.
The Lowe's 2022. Are coming.
The third annual.
Host countries are still fighting over it. Mm-hmm. We'll see where
opening
it lands.
Opening performers, no idea who it's going to be.
No idea. Many people are crying. It's a bloodbath.
Maybe
we'll see.
We can get Aubrey O'Day.
Maybe. Maybe we could.
Have her send in a Zoom vocal. Actually, that'd be really funny.
That actually would.
Should we just get someone to do a cameo?
We definitely could do that.
Well, thank you for joining us for another week.
Yes. Thank you, everybody. And until next time.
We will
see you
soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.